Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and we are going to continue talking about religion or relationship. That is a question we're posing. Religion or relationship? You know, Jesus, as I've said before, did not come to earth to start a new Christian religion. You know, actually, Jesus never even used the word Christian. Do you realize that? The word Christian is not found in the Gospels at all, and it's found, I think, only a couple of times in the entire New Testament. They were called disciples. He called people to be disciples. A disciple is someone who has a relationship with the person who is teaching them. And the Bible says in Acts, I believe it is chapter 11, that the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Antioch, a Gentile city. And the reason they were called Christians, and they were called Christians by the non-believers, because their message, their witness, their entire lives were so focused on Jesus Christ. They were continually talking about Christ, the Messiah. So they became known as Christians. But you see, the word that Jesus used and that Paul used and other biblical writers for the followers of Christ were disciples. Disciples have a relationship with their teacher. And we have been called to be disciples, not just Sunday go to meeting Christians. We're called to be disciples and have a ongoing learning relationship with our Lord. And here's something else very interesting. You know, the various Jewish rabbis all had their disciples. There were rabbis at the time of Jesus in the first century. A couple of famous ones were Hillel and Shammai. They were two competing rabbis who had some different doctrinal emphases. And Shammai had his disciples. Hillel had his disciples. There was another famous disciple in the rabbi in the first century, Gamaliel, who was Paul's teacher. Paul talked about sitting at the feet of Gamaliel. Gamaliel had his disciples. And Jesus called disciples to himself. John the Baptist had disciples. But here is something so very important. Listen to this. After the death of Jesus on the cross, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven, the Great Commission, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and the church going out, the disciples going out to make other disciples, because you see, this was the this is the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. And by the way, the Greek word there did not refer to political nations like we know today, the United States or Canada or Kenya. No, the Greek word is ethnos, from which we get ethnicity. Jesus said, go and make disciples of every ethnicity. Make disciples. And here's something very powerful. After you get into the post-resurrection period of the church, there are no disciples of Paul. There are no disciples of Peter. There are no disciples of John. There are only disciples of Jesus. There are only disciples of the Lord. And Paul, in Acts chapter 20, in a meeting with the elders of the church at Ephesus, he warned them about those who would draw disciples after themselves. No, we are to make disciples of Jesus, not disciples of Eddie Hyatt, not disciples of any preacher, pastor, pope, or whoever it may be. No, we are to make disciples of our Lord, of Jesus Christ. And we are to come, when we're to help them to come into a real living relationship where that they come to know their Lord, to know God in a real living way. And I want to talk about now in this final minutes of this episode to talk about the reality of knowing God in a real relationship. Now, I'm going to look at the word know in Scripture. I'm going to look at some different people who used this word know. Now, you have to realize that in Greek, there are two words for the word know. One is gnosko, and the other one is oida. In the passages that I am reading, it is the word gnosko that is used. You may say, well, what is the difference? Now, both words are translated to know. Sometimes the word are used, it seems interchangeably, but overall, if you look and compare them throughout the New Testament, the word oida refers to a cognitive or just a intellectual knowing, having information about. But gnosko refers to a knowing that is based on relationship. As one Greek reference work says, gnosko assumes a relationship between the knower and the object known. For example, you might tell me that a certain restaurant has wonderful steaks, and you could tell me all about it, and I would have information about it. I would have oida type knowledge, for using Greek. I would have cognitive, intellectual information. However, if I decide to go there, and I order one of those steaks, and I eat it, now there's a new kind of knowledge. There is a relationship. I have partaken, I've experienced it, and now I have gnosko knowledge about that restaurant and about their steak. And the word that we're going to use here is the word, not oida. God doesn't want us just to have information about him. He wants us to know him in a real personal experiential manner. I'm first of all going to read a passage in the Old Testament. And this is where Moses expresses his heart to know God in a real intimate and personal way. This is after Moses he's seen incredible things. This is after he has seen God roll back the Red Sea. This is after he has seen God do all the miracles down in Egypt. Roll back the Red Sea and then cover the Red Sea over Pharaoh and his army. He has seen God provide manna, food in the wilderness. And yet after all of this, he prays this prayer to God. Listen to this. This is Exodus 33:13, and this is his prayer. He says, "Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way that I may know you." In other words, Moses saying, God, I'm not satisfied just to see you do stuff. I want to know you. He says, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight and consider that this nation is your people. And I was just looking here. There was a place there where he told God that he wanted to know his way. I'll go ahead and read verse 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in sight, show me now your way that I may know you." There it is. Show me your way that I may know you. For Moses, it wasn't enough just to see God do things. God, show me your way. Let me know you and understand you. Lord, I want to have that gnosko knowledge. I want to have that intimate, experiential knowing of you, a real relationship with you. In other words, Moses said, I don't want religion, God. God, I want to know you. Now we'll close with a passage in Jeremiah. Bear with me here for a moment while I turn over to the prophet Jeremiah. He had a very powerful statement. And actually, this is God speaking through Jeremiah. Listen to this, and we'll get into the New Testament tomorrow. I'll close with this, the words of Jeremiah. This is Jeremiah 9:23. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me. Wow. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Hey, if you're going to glory about anything, says God, glory in this, that you know and understand me. My friends, that does not come through religion. That does not come through the Christian religion. That only comes through a real dynamic relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And you can have that kind of relationship with God where you can come to know Him in a very personal and relational way. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. We're going to continue this tomorrow with some New Testament examples of knowing God. In the meantime, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. And you'll find a lot of resources there. And if you would like to support our ministry, we are not supported by any organization or church or denomination. We're supported by the free will offerings of those whom God speaks to, puts it in their heart. And so there's no pressure, no obligation. But if you do feel that God would have you to give an offering, there is a PayPal link there on our website. If you prefer to use Zelle, use my email, DrEddieHyatt@gmail.com, DrEddieHyatt@gmail.com. It is also there on our homepage of our website. And I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue talking about having a real dynamic relationship with our Creator. God bless.